What a matchup.
And what a team, Mike. Metro PCS and the iPhone SE for $0 on a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S. Oh, impressive.
Play with the best. Switch to Metro PCS on an unlimited LTE plan and get a 32-gig iPhone SE for $0. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. Not valid for active numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Dr. Reese Patterson, our friend Cindy Collins, all our friends and family, and all our friends and family worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. What a show today. You will be amazed. You will be fascinated. You will be in awe of our special guest, Dr. Reese Patterson, because everyone whose life he touches is all those things for him. The topic, Exercise Saved My Life, How It Can Save Yours. In 1987, Dr. Reese Patterson was diagnosed with advanced
stomach cancer. He was told his illness was terminal. Miraculously, his illness and his continuing survival gave hope to patients all over the world. Through the years, Dr. Patterson personally counseled many hundreds of cancer patients and shared with them the concepts that have helped him cope with extremely frightening disease. Dr. Patterson has written many coping manuals for different types of cancer, and he has FedEx copies to patients all over the world after they have contacted him. He does all this at his own expense. He does not own a computer. He does not want to own a computer. And so all his material is handwritten or reprints from his published articles. Dr. Patterson is 91 years young. God bless him. 91 years young. An inspiration of epic proportions. Dr. Patterson, we are humbled and we are so grateful that you made the time to be with us today on Joyce Barry and Friends. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Joyce. Thank you. Looking forward to the chat and meeting old friends again.
You're always welcome on the show. So let's start off by giving the folks a little bit about your bio. We're calling you Dr. Patterson. So where did that come from? What did you do before you retired?
Well, I retired 30 years ago with advanced stomach cancer, and after that I became Reese Patterson. I don't use the term doctor because I'm retired. But in 19, I had the usual background with all the do's and the don'ts that society programs us for, and I went into medicine. My field was ophthalmology. That has to do with diseases and surgery of the eye. And I started my practice here in 1957. And for the next 30 years, I was very busy until my life was interrupted by advanced stomach cancer. It was a major, major life shock. I had to undergo massive surgery, stomach removed, lower esophagus removed, part of the intestines removed, and some other parts of the abdominal cavity, including the lymph nodes that were already infected, and they gave me a prognosis very bad, 1 or 2 years of life. Well,
one or two. Wow.
Well, the thing is, living without a stomach is a totally new experience. You can only eat about 1/4 of the quantity that you had before, and you have to eat 5 and 6 times a day. And this is really very difficult because without a stomach, you don't have an appetite. The appetite emanates primarily from the stomach. In fact, I jokingly tell my friends today, it is such a difficult thing to get down all those calories every day, I'd pay somebody to eat for me if I could. And I've had many volunteers for that.
Yes, I can imagine.
But anyway, as the time went on, I got more and more depressed, lost a tremendous amount of weight, and then one remarkable thing began to happen. I said, well, I'm going to die. I began giving away my clothes. I began giving away my snow skis. And then suddenly I realized I was giving my body a die, D-I-E, message, not a live message. And so I said, I've got to turn this around. I just can't accept I'm going to die. So I brought my clothes back, my skis back, and I began to exercise. All my life I've been an exercise fanatic. And this time, it was working miracles for me. I could only walk around the driveway circle one time, and each time I'd put a pebble down. After a few weeks and a few months, I put down 15 or 20 pebbles. And then I began to realize the exercise had become a wonderful tonic and symbolized life and living for me as I continued to get stronger and gain weight. In addition, the exercise gave me a sense of euphoria, a feeling of well-being, and it began to envelop me as I saw what the exercise was doing for me, both physically and emotionally. My tennis doubles partner's name is Stan Ford, and he and I had played tournaments all over the country together. We had won some national championships together. At the same time I got sick, he came down with a terminal case of an autoimmune disease that you never heard of before, but it's called Wegener syndrome. So both of us were down in the dumps with fatal illnesses. However, we decided to exercise together, get out there and play tennis together, and something remarkable began to happen again. We started playing tennis even better than we had before. We said, well, what the heck? We'll go and play in the national tournaments again. And we began to win national tennis tournaments. One of them was the grass court tournament in Cedarhurst, New York, Long Island. And we got up there feeling like a couple of fools because we had never seen a grass court before. Long story short, we won the tournament. And those of us who would like to read the New York Times sports section feature article on that in September of 1991, look it up on the Internet. And the title was Ford and Patterson Not Dead Yet.
Wow.
Well, our opponents couldn't believe that we're there playing tennis again. And two of them came up and said, what are you guys doing here? We heard you died several years ago. And Stan said, well, we didn't quite make it that far. But at any rate, what happened was that the articles in the newspapers and the magazines covering this remarkable story got us in contact with patients, cancer patients for me, Wegener syndrome patients for Stan. And we began to share our coping method. We began to write coping manuals. And now I write and send them FedEx to patients all over this country and even to about 10 or 15 foreign countries, including Moscow, Russia. The fellow in Moscow asked me, Dr. Patterson, can you not translate your coping manual into Russian? I said, sir, you'll find somebody in Moscow that can do it, that I can't do it. But this is how we cancer patients reach out to each other. And it's a wonderful, wonderful phenomenon that you, Joyce, are able to maintain and promote for the benefit of all of us. Now, there's one thing I want to make clear, and that is there are no guarantees in life, and we all know that exercise alone cannot be the main positive factor in areas of health, disease, and longevity. Other factors are our lifestyle, our genetics, our family history, whether or not we smoke, how much we drink, and above all, stress. And how we handle stress. I think one of the most fascinating recent research articles dealing of the effects of exercise was a front page cover story of the recent Time magazine article dated September the 12th, 2016. The author is Dr. Mark Tarnopolsky at the McMaster University in Ontario, Canada. This brilliant researcher found that the lifespan of our cellular chromosomes and in our cells can be lengthened by exercise. And he found out that there is a little thing that no one's ever heard of before, a telomere on the tip of the chromosome that doesn't fall off. When they fall off, the cell dies. But exercise prolongs the life of the chromosome because the telomere doesn't drop off quickly. And this might suggest that it would actually slow down the aging process. Now, this research was also summarized in the Wall Street Journal, dated October 25th, 2016, and covering the magazine article and described, and the magazine article, by the way, covers all the types of exercise involved, such as the intensity of the exercise and the duration. So it gives you a roadmap to go by. Now, also, unfortunately, this thing has been pushed by the money people around the world, saying, well, we can tell you how long you're going to live, wipe out your cheek, send us a sample, and we'll see what your chromosomes are doing and how long they're going to live. And that may determine how long you're going to live. But that is an oversimplification, and they've gone far, far too away from the subject. And that's why I'm saying exercise is a good factor, but there are other things we have to consider, like genetics, family history, smoking, alcohol, stress, all of that. However, this article opened the door to a deeper understanding at the cellular level of the life of the cells and then also how we survive. The other thing, too...
Wait, Reese, Dr. Reese, Before you continue, I got to give people a chance to take it in or take notes. So once again, that extraordinary article is The Exercise Cure, the cover story of Time Magazine on September 12, 2016. God bless you, Dr. Reese, but I don't know if you realize that you, at the ripe young age, at 91, you are so mentally sharp, and it's extraordinary that people half your age, I don't know if they can keep up with you on or off the tennis courts.
I'm actually playing doubles 3 times a week, and then the other 3 days, I'm working with a tennis pro to improve my backhand. And I'm having more fun, George, now than I've ever had in my life. And that's why I think the exercise it gives you a sense of euphoria, a feeling of well-being and optimism. And that's what I want to share with the public today, that it can make a difference in your life. There's a wonderful story about Mark Twain when they asked him one time, "Mr. Twain, how do you feel about exercise?" "Oh," he said, "if I ever think about that, I'll lie down till the notion passes away." And I think that too many of us are couch potatoes, and we miss the opportunity of the benefit of exercise if we sit there on the couch watching television. It's a very important thing. But one other thing that I would like to emphasize here, and that is knowledge is power. Learn all we can about our disease. And you have to be certain, Joyce, that your belief system are helping you and not hurting you. For example, many people who get cancer feel that it's synonymous with death and dying. But with today's world and the medical technology, the majority of cancer patients are surviving. So you got to make sure that your belief systems are up to date. Second thing, change your priorities. Make your physical and emotional survival your number one priority in life. And unfortunately, that's what society is, the very opposite. Society tells us we must help everybody else before ourselves. They got it backwards. If we don't take care of ourselves, we're not going to be around long enough to help other people. It's like being on an airplane in an emergency. The stewardess will say, in an emergency, the oxygen tank comes in, put it over your mask, and then help others. Don't help others first, because if you do, you won't last long enough to help many people, and you're going to die. In other words, you've got to focus on your physical and emotional survival and build a foundation from which you can go out and be of help to other people. And then there's another wonderful thing, that when cancer patients become actively involved in their survival effort, the quality of life is almost always improved, and this may enhance the possibility of living longer or even surviving. I like that list. It gives you the power to do something positive, not only your quality of life, but statistically it can prolong your life. And in my case, I'm still alive 30 years later. And that is the medical case study I'd like to share with all of you listening. Exercise every day. And in the Time Magazine article, he tells you the types of exercise, the duration, and the benefits from each type of exercise. It's a wonderful article. It's a roadmap. And then, of course, the Wall Street Journal picked it up, and now there are companies around the world trying to tell you just wipe out, and it's on television every day, they advertise, wipe out the cells from inside your cheek, mail it to us, and we'll tell you how long you're going to live. And that's ridiculous. That's gone way, way too far with Dr. Tarnopolsky's study. But this is something I think that is going to be extremely interesting in the next few years, because we're learning what happens on the microscopic and cellular level of the chromosomes and the cells. Because when the chromosome dies, the cell dies. Well, we've got to understand that. What are the implications of this? And, of course, Dr. Tarnopolsky says, well, for one thing, it could lengthen your lifespan for longevity. And he said, we know that people who exercise have much better health. And then if you have a disease, if you exercise, and by the way, the exercise when you're sick with cancer or anything else should be tailored to your own physical shape. And that you'll have to rely on your physician to tell you how much exercise would be appropriate so that you don't overdo it. But I, as you can see, Joyce, I am a fan of exercise all my life. And I would urge
While you're on the topic of what you're a fan of, your number one fan is the extraordinary gal who introduced us, Cindy Collins. I have several people that called in, so I have no idea what line she's on. So let me try this one, 379. Who is this on this line? 561 379.
379? That's Janet Barr, a friend of Cindy's.
A friend of Cindy's, Janet. Okay, I'm trying to find Cindy. 561-789. And who might this be? 561-789. Okay, what is it?
Yeah, this could be Harvey Ops, also a friend of Cindy.
Okay, Harvey and Janet, I'm looking for Cindy, and I have no idea what line she's on. I know her cell. She's not calling from her cell. Okay, back to you, Reese. I have no idea. I have her cell, but she didn't use her cell.
Well,
I want you to include her in the program.
Yeah, that's the only phone. Uses.
No, I know. She said she'll call in from the office, but she never gave me the line that she'd be calling in from. So I have several Florida people, but can't locate Cindy. Cindy, if you're listening somehow, call back in, hit number one to be in the host queue. Let's try that. Or go in the chat room and let me know the first three numbers. I really would like to include you today. So while we're looking for Cindy to show up somehow, let me share with you folks that we do a health program each and every Thursday called Here's to Your Health Thursday with our health guru, Beverly Nadler. It's spiritual health, emotional, physical, mental. It covers all the realms of health. Each and every Thursday, Here's to Your Health Thursday, and here in her own words is why you should be listening to the show.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and Friends.com, Joyce Barry and Friends.com, and you will see my picture on the upper left of the home page, and simply click on that right under the picture where it says follow, and you will find out about every show, every guest, every topic, so you need not miss any of them. And I just want to let you folks know that we are in the very near future going to feature Cindy Collins, who will do a whole show on taking care of the caretakers. So that would be a very powerful show. We've never done a show focusing on the caretakers, and Lord knows they need to be taken care of as well. So I'm really trying to locate Cindy here. This is really, it's really frustrating because she did say she wants to call in and all of that, and I have all these numbers, but I don't know which one would be Cindy. So again, put it in the chat room and let me know, or hit number one to be in the host queue. Cindy, we really want to hear from you. Okay, Dr. Reese, we were talking about exercise. First of all, is it there ever a time when it's too late to start an exercise regimen, especially if you're kind of like me, I've been a couch potato, not an exercise person. Is there any time that you would say you can't start now?
I think, Joyce, a lot depends on the patient. For many people, that some of them are tired of living, and they don't want to make the effort. And I respect that because I think that is a decision that we all have to make at one time or another. But Bernice Siegel had three categories of patients. The first group, he said, were the ones that really just were tired of living, and they didn't want to make the effort. And the survival rate for them was about 35%, if that much. The second group he called the passive group. And the passive group are the ones that want to live, but they want to turn their bodies over to their doctor and say, "Doctor, take care of my body and I'll pick it up on Monday." Like you have your car serviced over the weekend, you pick it up on Monday. And these are passive, and their survival rate was better than the first group that didn't want to make the effort. But then the third group was remarkable, and he called them the bad actors. They're bad actors because they said, "We're not going to go down without a fight." They would get second opinions. They would learn all they could about their disease. And they checked their belief system, making sure their belief system would help. They changed their priorities, making their physical and emotional survival the number one priority in their life. And they let everybody know that their life, their survival, and emotional survival was the most important thing for them, and had to let their family and friends know that as a fact. Because in the past, society has said to all of us, as I mentioned earlier, take care of the needs of everybody first and yourself last. By the way, there's a wonderful expression that kind of symbolizes that. We've all heard the expression, "Why do the good die young?" Well, the answer is the good die young because they spent too much of their time taking care of others and neglected themselves. It's like
very
on the
good.
Airplane, you put on your mask, make sure you're going to survive, and then you can help others survive. That is the proper sequence of events and responsibility. But I just, as I say, I've been more and more impressed with what people can do for themselves, and that if you become actively involved in your survival effort, we know that the quality of life is going to be better. And incorporate exercise. Exercise makes your mood better, your feeling of well-being, and actually it does something in your cells that we're only now beginning to understand. And that's why Dr. Tarnopolsky's research is so significant in that Time magazine article, because it gives us a window into a cellular level of a mechanism that could have profound influences on our health, disease process, and longevity. He's done a great service. And by the way, his curriculum vitae of articles he's published, they're in the hundreds. I've got a copy of them. I can't believe one person has published so much. So he really has the credentials to be writing this type of an article. But I urge everybody, if you're going to exercise, make sure you check with your doctor first and that you can physically do certain things, because many cancer patients have other orthopedic disabilities that would make it difficult. And that's why in his article, Dr. Tarnopolsky says there are all kinds of exercises. Even if you can't walk around, there are things you do with your upper body. So, but check with your doctors and ask them how much exercise can I safely do. But I would urge everybody to think seriously about bringing in exercise into your daily schedule. It's important.
All right, Dr. Reese, I come from never, ever give up on anything. Let me go through the board again. I'll find Cindy. I know she's out there. 561-512. Is that you, my friend?
You found me.
Yes,
yes,
Cindy.
Good.
My God, the whole board is 561 that you told to call, and I hadn't found you because you didn't click on the host queue. I would have found it right away. Okay, welcome to the show.
I've been trying to chat too. Thank you so much. It looks like you have 8 people in line with questions, which is wonderful.
Well, Dr. Reese is holding his own so well. I don't know if they have questions or they just want to give a shout out to you since they're all your fans. But before
they're
I go to any
all patients, yeah, they're all former patients, and they all told me they had some questions for him today, which would be great to hear from them.
Okay, but before I do that, what would you like to tell us about Dr. Reese? I met him through you. So what is your personal comments about Dr. Reese, since you know him better than anyone?
Don't use just Reese.
Just Reese. Yeah, well, that's the number one thing about him, just Reese, unless he is acting as your physician, of course. But I met him when I was in training for psychology, and he was a mentor of mine. And the most remarkable thing to me was how he was able to come back from a nearly zero prognosis and begin living again, much to everyone's surprise. A lot of it had to do with very practical things like gaining weight, being able to eat and digest his food, but he also made a lot of changes in his life that had to do with relationships, his viewpoint on things, how he managed stress in his life, which I thought was an amazing thing to be able to teach other patients. And honestly, since I met him, I've compiled together with him and other patients along the way the things that I use to help patients with now. One of the most remarkable things that I think is looking at self-image and seeing yourself as a person who is living, contributing to life, and not as a victim of your illness. I think that that's a very important fulcrum, you know, with what he has to say about survival.
Very good, Cindy. And did you hear me announce that I'm looking forward to our upcoming show on taking care of the caretaker?
Yes, and so am I. Thank you very much. I'm sorry to everyone. My voice is not what it usually is today. But, yes, I'm very much looking forward to that. There is a lot of research showing that the health of the caregiver is at risk at well. And we also need to help caregivers take care of themselves as they're caring for persons who have illnesses. Very important piece of the puzzle.
I totally agree. Thank you, Cindy, for the introduction to the great doctor. And let's get some of the other people. Let's see what their questions are. I was busy focusing on where is Cindy? Where is Cindy? All right, let me go to 561-376. What is your name and what is your question? 561-376, your name and your question.
Hi.
Okay.
Are you talking to Tanya?
Tanya, you're going to have to speak louder and ask your question. I have a board full of people here. Please proceed.
How did he manage with the stress and the through his whole healing and fighting the cancer? Did he go to like a spiritual, or how did he find that in him to deal with that?
Tanya wants to know how you manage stress. Go ahead, doctor.
How I manage stress? Is that what she asked?
Yes.
Stress?
Go ahead. How you manage stress.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad you brought this up because it's one of my favorite subjects. There are two types of stress. There's positive stress and there's negative stress. And the critical part of that is to understand and learn and understand the difference. I'll give you a silly little example of this. If you were driving along the highway in a busy city and you come to a red light, well, the red light stops And it's stressful because it's going to slow up your journey on that road in the city. But you know that you control it because in 30 seconds or less, the red light will turn green and you can proceed on. That is a good example of positive stress. And we accept it because we know that we control it. On the other hand, let's take that same example. On the highway, you come to red light there in the city, busy, busy, and then it turns green, and you say, okay, I'm going forward. But suddenly, the light shorts out, and now it turns red again. You put on your brake, and you get a little frustrated. You wait about 30 seconds, it turns green again, put your foot on the accelerator and start forward, and bang, it turns red again. Well, now you're in a real dilemma. You've lost control of that simple little example of that red light because you're going to have to back up and go around and avoid that because you can't go through. It's red, and then the green only lasts a split second. And that lack of control is how you identify when stress becomes negative and harmful. And you can use that little example I gave you with almost anything in your life, and you make it a litmus test. Can I control this stress? If it's yes, then it's positive stress. It's okay. It's what we deal with every day. But if that stress goes out of control and you cannot control it, then it is negative and destructive, and one way or another, you've got to solve it. You've got to either on your own, get help, whatever it takes, you've got to get rid of that negative stress. Often, you cannot do it alone. You have to get help from others, sometimes doctors, sometimes professionals or counselors. But the big difference between positive and negative stress is the control factor. And it's a very black and white issue. You can control it or you don't control it. And then that tells you what to do. Does that answer your question?
I have her off the line. I'm going to the next call of 561-789. What is your name and what is your question? 561-789, your name and your question. Wait a minute. Sorry about that. I have 561-379. Sorry.
Okay.
Your name and your
Hi.
Question. I open one mic and quote another name. What's your name and your question?
Yes, hi. My name is Janet, and it's nice to meet you, Dr. Reese. I have glioblastoma, brain cancer, and I just have a couple questions. I've been to MD Anderson for their trials, but I'm not available because basically I'm too healthy. I don't have a tumor anymore, which they've removed. I just
How old are you?
I'm going to be 60 in June.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
I didn't know if you knew of any Cancer Society people from those tests, those trials. My other question was, what can I do for survival? I'm not a stressful person. I'm a very positive person about living. I wake up every morning happy to be alive and plan on living longer, but it still scares me. So basically that's my question, I guess. What can I do to survive?
All right. What hospital or center have you been to?
I'm in Jupiter. I actually went to Wellington Hospital.
Okay.
At the end of June.
What treatment have they provided?
Well, I had surgery. They had to remove the tumor.
Okay.
And then I went through the 6 weeks of Temodor cancer and radiation. Then I finished that. Now I'm doing that once a month for 5 days.
Okay.
The chemo, just the chemo for 5 days for six months.
All right.
Now.
Well, that's good. Now, we start with that little list we talked about earlier. Knowledge is power. Learn all that you can about the disease and just talk and talk and talk with your doctors about anything you need to know about. Second thing, mm-hmm. belief systems. Are you optimistic? You have good optimistic belief systems or are you fatalistic?
I try to keep myself totally messed up. Happy and positive.
All right.
Obviously, I have questions once in a while, and I stop myself from it.
All right. The other thing
you're
is
living.
We humans are social creatures. Get out there and be with other people, especially other patients. We learn from mm-hmm. each other. And the other thing is, you make your physical and emotional survival the number one priority in your life. Now, that's sometimes hard for most people in a traditional society. Are you trying to do that? Make your physical and emotional survival the number one priority. Everything else is secondary.
I do work out, do physical stuff, probably not as much as I've heard you talk about. I might go every other day. Actually, I just got off, took my last Temodor chemo yesterday,
okay.
And when I'm on that for 5 days, I don't do a lot. I get a little lazy and a little nauseous, so I don't do a lot then. But then I try and get back at it. I either walk or I go to the gym to work out.
But don't be lazy. Don't be lazy.
I get
Make
there.
Yourself
yeah.
a first-class citizen here, and your survival is the number one priority in life. And then make sure that whatever exercise you do will be evaluated by your doctors about is your general health good, for example. Do you have any heart trouble?
No. No, my heart's good.
You have any orthopedic problems?
No, I'm in good shape. I was in good shape before this crazy brain thing hit me.
But in the past, how much exercise have you done?
I was working out then, too, probably about the same. Every other day I go to the gym, I do the heart workout, the cardio workout, and then I do some machines, you know.
Excuse me for interrupting, doctor. I must tell you there's several people that want to talk to you. We're running low on time. So what I'm going to do is give your phone number out, and people can talk to you and ask these questions. I just wanted to keep it brief so I can get to more people.
Sure.
Dr. Patterson's number, you can reach him directly, 865-588-8169. Repeat, 865-588-8169. So, Janet, I do want to thank you for calling in. I don't mean to be abrupt, but I have so many people here that want to speak to the doctor as well, and we are running low on time. So hopefully
thank
you,
Joyce,
some...
and thank you, Reese.
Nice to talk to you.
You got
too.
Some good information right there. Okay, next we have 561-789. I had the other line open. Is this Harvey?
Yes, this is Harvey. Can you hear me?
Yes, I remember when I was checking the lines before for Cindy. Go ahead, Harvey.
So, yeah, I'm driving, but I'm trying to pay attention and I'm being careful. A question about exercise. One of the things I started doing from the very beginning of my treatment, and I finished my most of my radiation, and I'm now getting injections of Lupron every 3 months. And I started exercising. I started doing high intensity work on a bicycle, and then weight work. But listening to what you said today, I was wondering if a competitive exercise, which might be a positive stress, might be a better form of activity. For example, in your case, when you're talking just the actual positive thing to want to go out there and win in the actual playing of a game, would that be have a more of an impact, a positive impact, than working out in the gym?
I'm having trouble hearing her, Joyce, but I think what he's asking is whether...
He says he's a runner, and he goes to the gym, and he wants to know if running, if you think that might be more impactful than working out in the gym.
Well,
did I get it right, Harvey?
Tennis.
Harvey?
It's a competitive thing. Yes, it's playing tennis. Yes, it's
why
playing
not,
tennis.
Why not do both? Not, in other words, why not incorporate both, the indoor and the outdoor? Both have benefits. But the other thing is make sure that what you're doing is okay by your doctor. Do you have any heart trouble? Do you have any orthopedic problems?
Not only do I have no problems, but I'm in better shape now than when I started my medical treatment.
Well, then keep up with what you're doing on a daily level, because I think you'll find it's a sense of well-being emotionally and physically. We know that's going to help. It will help. But make sure that what you're doing is appropriate for your age, and also your physical disability that your doctor may want to check out, especially cardiac.
Yeah, no, cardiac.
And Harvey,
fine.
I want to recommend you focus on your driving. We don't want you to have any mishaps on the road. Folks, I'll also take questions from the chat room in a moment. I just want to give you my official website. It's joycebarrie.com. I'm a life coach. I'm a success coach. I counsel people from all walks of life. joycebarrie.com. And let me just share with you some of my favorite testimonials. You'll find countless endorsements in my website, but here are a few of my favorites.
Joyce Barrie is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barrie as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barrie as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barrie herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
Coach Joyce, and if you send me an email in the subject line, just put Reese. I always like to know when people contact me what program inspired them to write to me. So if you want to connect with me about our show, our guest, or our topic, or hear anything about my life coaching or home business coaching, any of that free, as a free coaching session, feel free, CoachJoyce@AOL.com. Just put Dr. Reese in the subject line, your name, phone number, best time to reach you in the body of the email, and I'll be happy to talk to you. I will give you a call. I'm in the chat room now, and I have Lisa in the chat room with this question. Is too much exercise a problem? For example, if you push too hard based on heart rate, is that dangerous for cancer patients? I'm a runner. That's Lisa in the chat room. Dr. Reese, what would you like to say to that?
She says she had heart trouble.
If you push too hard based on heart rate, is that dangerous for cancer patients? I'm a runner. She's not saying she had heart trouble. She is a cancer patient.
I think here again, you got to be clear by your doctor about how much and how long and the type of exercise to do. I think you can overdo it, yes. Usually when you overdo it, your body will tell you when you're overdoing it. But I think there is a limit to what, depending on your age and physical conditioning, what would be appropriate. But here again, I think you need to get some feedback from your own doctor about I don't know what your age is, but to make sure that what you're doing is appropriate for your age and physical conditioning and your general health. I think that's very important. Now, in the
Lisa confirms no heart trouble. She's asking anaerobic versus heart rate training.
Well, there are two answers to that. The aerobic has to do with the cardiovascular. And I think what was the illness she had? Was it a what illness?
She just writes. Is it dangerous for cancer patients? I'm a runner. That she didn't specify.
Oh, here again, I'm going to punt to the doctor. Your own doctor can tell you how much is too much, depending on your age, your physical health, and all of that. But I would say this, there are two forms of exercise. One is the cardiovascular, very important, running, and you can do that in the gym, or you can actually do it around your house. The other,
Dr. Lisa is keeping up with us in the chat room. She has breast cancer.
Well, here again, I really don't see any reason why with breast cancer you couldn't go out and exercise as much as you want to, again, assuming that your general health is good and that your doctor okays the level of exercise that you're going through. You got to get guidelines from the doctors about what would be appropriate as far as your general health and your illness. And so that, but again, I think with breast cancer, and you don't have any orthopedic problems, and you don't have any heart trouble, I think it'd be great just to get out there and push yourself, but listen to your body. Your body will tell you when you've done too much. Back off. There's an old thing about some people, no pain, no gain. Well, that's ridiculous. That's how you get hurt. Don't do it until you're painful. Back off. In other words, if it hurts, back off. Listen to your body. Your body will tell you what to do, how far and how much. But really, some exercise should be incorporated in every day. Again, time becomes an important factor here for most people. But get your own doctor to check with you about how much he feels you physically are able to do. But with breast cancer patients, I see no reason why you couldn't do as much as you want. Listen to your body.
She wrote, thank you. She will build slow and get rid of the no pain, no gain attitude. Very good. Folks, I have a recommendation for you all. Go to the website, Joyce Barry and Friends. All shows are archived for your 24/7 listening pleasure. You can find out Dr. Reese has done other shows with us. Cindy Collins has done other shows with us. On the upper right, it'll have the little bar where you can just put those names in, and their shows will come up with the dates all in our archives. So you'll find Cindy Collins that way. She's been with us before. You'll find Dr. Reese Patterson. He's been with us before. I also want to throw in the mix Dr. Bernie Siegel. That would be S-I-E-G-E-L. He's a world-renowned author. He's got about 15 published books on cancer, curing yourself from cancer, really focusing on positivity. He has done many, many shows with us. He is extraordinary. I have his books. They are extraordinary as well. Dr. Bernie Siegel. So if you put that in our website, his name will come up. His different shows will come up. I think we did one where, or maybe it was Dr. Reese, Where There's Life, There's Hope. So Bernie, B-E-R-N-I-E-S-I-E-G-E-L, all at www.joycebarryandfriends.com. And by all means, become a follower of our show. You need not miss any of our shows. This Thursday, our health guru is doing a show called The Skinny on Fat. So I promise you, every show is designed to make a difference, whether it's on health, making money, whether it's nutrition, and about current events. Every day, different show, different guest, different topic. Do check us out. Do become a follower at JoyceBarryandFriends.com. Dr. Reese, as we're winding down here, the paramount message is go exercise. What else do you want to say briefly in summation?
I would like for everybody to pull up on the internet Dr. Tarnopolsky's article in Time Magazine, September the 12th, 2016. It really is remarkable in that he analyzes different types of exercise, whether it be cardiovascular or whether it be weightlifting and so forth, and it gives you kind of a yardstick to go by in as far as conditioning and what is appropriate, and both with cardiovascular and with weightlifting. Both are important, and you must combine both. Now, when I say weightlifting, don't be a hero. 5 or 10 pounds is enough. you're not out there trying to become Mr. America or Miss America, but just common sense. And your body will dictate to you and tell you what is too little or too much. Listen to your body. That's the bottom line.
So, folks, you heard about this amazing article. Thank you for sending it to me. The Exercise Cure, September 12, cover story of Time Magazine. The other, Reese, you're making, there's a request from the chat room to spell the doctor's name.
Oh, Tarnopolsky? Okay. Are you ready?
If Mark, yeah, they're in the chat room. Mark, they're ready. I'm ready. Go ahead.
M-A-R-K, Dr. Mark, M-A-R-K, and Tarnopolsky is Tarnopolsky. And he is
T-A-R-M like Mary, O-P-O-L-S-K-Y.
It's with T-A-R, N as in Nancy, O, P as
oh,
in
N, so I had an M, T-A-R-N like Nancy.
T-A-R-N-O-P-O-L-S-K-Y, S-K-Y, and the P-O-L
yeah,
is...
Yeah, we got that.
Now, okay. He is at the McMaster University in Ontario, Canada, and his curriculum vitae is one of the most impressive I have ever seen in my life. He's published, looks like, about 100 articles. So the man has a background that we need to understand, and his credentials are really quite remarkable. And obviously, he's an exercise freak on top of that.
Dr. Reese, you are quite remarkable. Our friend Cindy, quite remarkable. Cindy, anything you want to share? The chat room is full of people. The board is full. I know you really put out the word. I have to make you my press agent. Go ahead, Cindy.
Yes, I would like to say thank you to everybody who did come. I really appreciate that. I knew there was going to be very good information for you. And feel free to call Dr. Patterson directly. He'll have good information for your specific questions. And I'm really happy to see this new information on research. I think it's a missing key to survival that hasn't been looked at like it could have. And thank you, Joyce, for having the topic on the radio. It was excellent.
And thank you, Cindy. I have to say, I really love you. I value you. I respect you. I appreciate you. So you, too, are always welcome on the show. And you're going to give me a call about some of the resources we discussed. Really appreciate it.
Okay, very good. They'll come your way this week. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, folks, in closing, first I want to say, Dr. Patterson, I'm very grateful to you. May you live another 100 years.
I'm on my way.
Or come back in another lifetime, because we need you, people like you here that are really committed to making a difference. And I want to conclude with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. So I wanted to share that with all of you and really invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
the Joyce Barry Mesh. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
A matchup.
And what a team, Mike. Metro PCS and the iPhone SE for $0 on a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S. Oh, impressive.
Play with the best. Switch to Metro PCS on an unlimited LTE plan and get a 32-gig iPhone SE for $0. Metro PCS. Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. Not valid for active numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions. A matchup.
And what a team, Mike. Metro PCS and the iPhone SE for $0 on a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S. Oh, impressive.
Play with the best. Switch to Metro PCS on an unlimited LTE plan and get a 32-gig iPhone SE for $0. Metro PCS. Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. Not valid for active numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.